Hi, Sally Spillane. Welcome to the Garden Show and Home, brought to you by North Elm Home Furniture, Accents, and Mattresses on North Elm Avenue in Millerton, northelmhome.com. The Phantom Gardener, sustainable and organic garden solutions and plants on Route 9 in Rhinebeck and at thephantomgardener.com. And Stories Nursery in Freehold, New York, a gardener's destination for over 60 years. They're open year-round. Visit them at storiesnursery.com. And here today from Ward's Nursery in Great Barrington, Sam Ward and Aaron Pister. And Aaron's my go-to perennial person. And I was up there last weekend, and I'm here to tell you that you guys have stuff. And it was busy.
It sure was.
It was a really nice weekend last weekend. I think it was like one of the first really nice busy weekends at the nursery this year. So it was pleasant, yeah.
Yeah, and everybody's getting going. I can't tell if I was extraordinarily late getting started this year. But boy, we had so much rain and wind for so long. And I just sort of decided, you know, I wasn't ready yet. But now we're back into it, and we are just doing everything. There's a lot of great things to do right now that'll make your garden better. The first thing I want to talk about, and I hope I'm not throwing you guys a loop here, I want to talk about tools, because right now is such a great time to edge. It is, the ground is soft. You're not going to have that like back breaking, trying to break through thing going on. And Ward's has fabulous tools. And you have short handle tools, you have long handle tools, you've got every kind of tool. And what I love is being able to pick up a tool, see how it feels. And my favorite edger is actually a square-nosed spade, but there's other kinds out there that other people use. So talk to me about edging.
Yeah, so I actually sometimes just use a square edge spade as well. Not always, but actually when we were going to our fall trade shows looking for things for 2024 last year, one of the things that was on my list was to really talk to all the vendors about edgers, because during the in season, as we do some buying, it's really hard to find some good edgers. So I went out and made sure we stocked up on some higher quality ones, ones that you're not going to snap like one day into the job. So, and I think, and edging is sort of like when someone tells you to, if you wash your windows, it's the first thing that makes your house look more better than anything else. I think edging your garden is kind of like the same idea.
Mm-hmm. Someone once said to me that you can edge a bed of weeds and it looks really good. So getting, you know, it is a good time to edge. You know, I like a deep edge. I like a 3-inch deep edge. And then when I mulch, I keep the mulch out of my trench that I've dug around it. And I find that just, I only have to edge once a year. And then my edge is deep enough that I can keep, I'm a scissor edger. I think a good pair of scissors is the best way to edge a really deep, nice edge. You just go along the edge of the bed with a pair of scissors, and you know, it stays clean and beautiful all year long. So
the scissors to cut the grass that's starting to move into the edge. Got it.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. And if the long guys like leave that little fringe, you know, because long guys don't edge anymore. They don't, that, you know, and so that you could just go along the edge of a bed with a pair of scissors, you know, cheap scissors are better, I think, because, you know, you can sharpen them like three times and then you have to get another pair. But edging. So what'd you find, Sam? What do you, What do you like to edge with?
The thing that's killing me is I didn't know we were going to talk about it, and I forget the make of the one I was trying to bring up. Do you remember who makes those colorful shovels?
Oh yeah, the Don Ward shovel.
No, they're like the Don Ward competitor shovel.
Like the green ones.
Yeah, they make all sorts of different colors, but the same company makes this really great edger that we totally stocked up on for the whole year. And the edger itself isn't very colorful. I think it has like a red top to it. But yeah, if you come into the store and say, I need a really good edger, say I need to talk to Sam or Amy or one of the teammates in the store, and we'll show it to you. It's killing me. If the name, I'll get it back to you. But once you hold it, you kind of know instantly that that's the one.
Yeah, got a good edger, you know, because edging can be tough on the back and on the knee. Mm-hmm. And trying to do it with the wrong tool is just like, this is the time of year, I think, when we have to be really careful about our bodies. You know, just, it's early. You don't want to trash it now.
Yeah, we try and I definitely try and do a lot more stretching towards the end of the winter, or longer walks or little exercises, that just because, you know, it's everything's going to happen so fast when you get to April and May.
Yeah. So, okay, edging, pruning. I'm doing a lot of pruning. I have pruned some really big rows of Sharons. And, you know, I find that doing a good prune on a rose of Sharon, because it happened to me this year, it was so great. I've been doing a good prune on this one, and it's, you know, kind of, it doesn't have a lot of leaves at the bottom, but it comes up and makes a beautiful shape at the top. And this year, I just was so tired when I got to that rose of Sharon, and I looked at it and I went, I can see where I made all my cuts last year. I'm just going to make the same cuts again and see what happens, rather than just like interviewing every single twig on the Rose of Sharon. I had my Felcos with my new blade, and I just whipped that thing out. And you can really cut a Rose of Sharon back pretty far.
Yeah, you can keep it pretty small, yeah.
You know, just, they put on so much growth over the year. Oh, and something else I've noticed. Boudleia didn't die.
It was such a mild winter. Yeah, we haven't had any come back in on I haven't had anybody come up to me and tell me theirs died, which is usually it's happened by now or soon to be.
Right.
It was such a mild winter. I mean, last year was as well, but I think in February we had like one or two nights that got really, really low and probably did kill a lot of things, but we didn't really have anything this year. It was too bad.
I'm shocked. I think if you don't have, and Boudleia now comes in so many fabulous colors. And it is such a great, if it's a bad year, you know, you just wait and see in the 1st of June where it broke and the new leaves are coming out, and you can cut that thing back almost to the ground and have an 8-foot plant by the end of summer.
Give it some sun, yeah.
Yeah, I say, yeah, put a Boudleia on your cart, even if you have them. And also, I've been doing Boudleias in pots and then just bringing the pots in my garage for the winter. And that's a great pot, a plant to put in a pot, because you can plant around it with wonderful things. Oh dear, I've forgotten the plant names of all the things I really like.
How often do you have to water it a lot in the winter? Does it dry out often?
I water it like once a month.
Nice. That's pretty good. Pretty easy. But
it's in a saucer. I water it, and it's really cool, because I'm going to take them all out now and put them around. And then when I feel like it's safe to do annuals, I'll underplant them with What is the wonderful one that the butterflies and the hummingbirds just love, and it's a native? I want to say
Weed or
because of
same
the name.
pieweed or was it little or big?
Little.
Oh, for pots or for in the ground?
Both. I know. Here we are. We forgot our plant names. Oh well. It's only April, and I'll think of this as we go along. But yeah, so it's all happening, and plants are out there, and it's such a great time to plant.
It's such a good time to go for a drive and look around at all the beautiful things that are blooming right now. It all came all together at once.
Yeah.
And I mean, I remember last year, there really wasn't much or any forsythia bloom in the Berkshires where we are. Cherries were like in and out like that. And then so we at least got a nice little ride of them this year, along with the magnolias and the first, yeah, whatever, everything else. It's We got the PJM rhododendrons opening.
And I love the fact that the magnolias didn't get creamed this year. Like some years they just get creamed by a snowstorm or something. Wait, we have to take a quick break. Sam Ward and Aaron Pister are here from Ward's Nursery in Great Barrington. They are full and fun. And let's see, Garden Shown Home brought to you by Victoria Gardens Plant Nursery and Garden Center on Route 213 in Rosendale, victoriagardens.biz, Walkill View Farm Market, your farm market for all seasons, Route 299 West in New Paltz, walkillviewfarmmarket.com, and Catskill Native Nursery, gardening for a better environment on Samsonville Road in Kerhonkson, and online at catskillnativenursery.com. We're taking a break. We'll be right back.